Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Randall. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Local. I am local. Yeah. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
You guys must be short-staffed or something. You know what I'm saying? Because
why is that?
Because people tell me things and they don't follow up on things. You know. You know what I'm saying? I was told by, I don't even know his name now, a person. I suppose he's supposed to be my representative or something over there, since I pay $269 a month or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And,
okay.
I don't get much activity over there from this business here. That all being said, you know what I'm saying? I told him that. He's supposed to call me back. He said, I'm going to call you back on the list, and we're going to go over this stuff here, see what's going on. He said, I'm going to put your account on hold, on tail, until I get that result in there, you know what I'm saying? Send you some customers and see if we can't get this straightened out, you know what I'm saying? Sorry to be
uh-huh.
You know. Sorry to be
right.
Like that, but that's kind of aggravated me that I didn't get a call back, you know what I'm saying? That's how rednecks go about talking to somebody that they got mistrusted, you know? I was expecting this call all day long, you know what I'm saying? And things didn't really pick up that much, you know? They did not. But that being said, I'm about to get ready to shoot for the moon, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm 74 years old, and I'm getting the two
old people. You are? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
You sound wonderful.
I know I don't sound like it. Oh, I know I sound young,
no,
but I'm...
No, that threw me off guard. That's amazing.
Yeah, you never thought that, would you?
No, I
yeah,
didn't.
You never
not
thought
even
that.
Yeah,
I have been a fan. I run a big company. I never smoked cigarettes and never drank. I mean, I drank, but I never meant, you know. I don't drink
right,
a long time. No smoke. And no.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
I said you drink, but not excessively. Mm-hmm.
Right. But I haven't drank in years. It's been 12, 15 years or better, you know, if I haven't drank anything.
Good for you. Good for you.
Well, that's, you know, it's not me. I did it for my lovely wife because I love her. She's my sweet wife, and I love her. That's all I got to say about that. Anyway. That's
aww.
Why we don't drink. So we don't
that's
drink.
Sweet.
But, anyway, getting back to this boy that, I'm gonna call him a boy because he didn't man up and call me back like he's supposed to. Because, this stuff has been kind of going south. I don't know what he did. He changed my number. He changed my telephone number on there. And,
okay.
I have confusion about that. I couldn't figure out why he did that. I think, maybe because I had a Gainesville number or something, you know, when it shows up, people think, you know, they didn't want me because I was too far away. Maybe, I think we had that conversation. I think that's why he did that. I might have strayed him off on that, but, I don't get a lot of calls. You know what I'm saying? My phone hardly ever rings except, for people I love and, you know, not much business. I get a call every once in a while about,
yes.
They probably got off Google, but not much. You know what I'm saying? To me, I'm just being
so,
serious with you, you know?
I want to share with you.
Go ahead. I want to share with you,
Randall, that the reason I was calling is because we're having trouble processing the $249 payment.
Oh, I know that. That's fine because you...
August 11th? Right, but hear me out for a minute, because I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 4,073 times, and you've had 163 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
But I don't get myself of that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these people are, you know, I got one good job about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. I tell you, I did do that now. Because after a call from my representative, and he put things, heated him up a little bit, bam.
Yes.
I got a job the next few days. I got a job, bam, you know, cash money. Yeah, it was good. It was good. I, you know, and that's the one I got the review on, as a matter of fact.
Nice. All good for
that's
you.
That's the one I got the review on. What a guy said, I do what I say what I do what he is. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying I do what I say. Well, whatever, you know. He let me review. Said that you could count on me to do something when I tell you I'm going to do something. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But
you're reliable.
Being said, all this being said, I'm getting ready to start shaking up the drywall business a little bit.
Okay.
Because I'm a very experienced man when it comes to commercial drywall. And that's
okay.
Where the money is. That's where the money's at right now. I mean, because here in Brooksville and Spring Hill and all the Hernando County, basically all over here, nobody really knows anything about the acoustical business, acoustical ceiling business. They don't know. They liable going there and throw $2 a square foot on the ceiling and they don't even know what kind of tile they're going for, you know? And that tile could cost them $6 a square foot.
Yeah.
But that's a straight, that was just a high emphasis, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just telling you there's a lot of money right now to be made in the commercial world. Because I've been in business so long, the drywall business so long that I know these phases when they come and go, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing sheetrock since 1965.
Wow.
And notwithstanding 3 years I spent in the Army as a military police.
Thank you for your service. That's amazing.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it. I was a detective the last year. And, man, I was a Billy the Kid, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was
well,
good,
I just put in the notes here, Randall, that once the payment is up to speed, I'm going to have the technicians add those services for you. Commercial drywall, the sheetrock. I think we have a lot of residential keywords, but I definitely want to add the acoustic ceiling in there. So we're going to have some.
But I really haven't been getting my money's worth really up to, you know, from you. To be honest with you, I'm just saying, I haven't been really getting my money's worth. But that one time I did get a good job about 3 weeks ago from the guy that gave me that review. I did do that. I've got this little bit of a problem I have is some Yahoo on Angie's list, what they're the biggest bunch of crooks in the world. Okay.
Yes.
I did a job for this lady, back in, it was about 4 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And, this lady, called me about 2 years later, you know. But she didn't want to pay me the prime the ceiling. She just wanted to pay the PAM. And so she said, she used that thing that the primer's in the paint. You know what I'm saying?
I see. The one that's all in one.
There's no such thing. You know what I'm saying? Because my boy sprayed it. You know, he might have sprayed a little heavy on the knockdown, but it started cracking and coming off, and it was 2 years later. I did go back and fix it, because I didn't have to, because you only got 1 year when you're a subcontractor or doing a repair. It's only 1 year.
Yeah, two years is a long time.
Now,
yeah.
1 year is period. 4 years, you'd be a contractor on a job. You know what I'm saying? A general contractor.
Yeah.
Not a sub, a general. But a subcontractor, 1 year is all you got to stand behind your work. I never had to use that thing because I always did good work. You know what I'm saying? I had an all-pro drywall in Atlanta. I did, I think one of my biggest months was 465,000 in 1 month I did in drywall. That's one of my biggest months. One of the biggest months I had up there in Atlanta. I was doing Spelman College and Equifax headquarters at the same time, I think, Both of them over $2 million jobs, you know what I mean? But anyway.
I see.
I've got a lot of experience in drywall. I can do it, I can shoot from the hip on jobs, even by looking at the plans, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't think I could do that, but when you do a lot of different jobs, hotels, stuff like that, different kinds of jobs, I can shoot from the hip on and just go in there and look at the plans and study the first floor, which is, and all the rest of the floors are typical, you know what I'm saying? The first floor is being the lobby, you know? And that's all you have to really look at to get the, the cost. And from there up, it's around $10, $15 a square foot. for the floor space. Anyway, I ain't gonna tell you about all that. I'm gonna get you a new number for that money. Okay, hold on.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
This is I think my mom might be out my car going. Let me see. I guess it's been paying off, but not too good. You know what I'm saying? Not like I anticipated it to be. I know I got a lot of hits, but like that review I got on Angie's List was one of the worst ones. When they see my name on there, they got obviously going to look at other sites and see if I have them on there. And this guy who made it sound like I just done the damn job for, he said, "This guy come over here and screw my mother out of money." You know what I'm saying? He made it like real, real bad.
That's horrible. Yeah.
You know, like I'm taking money from seniors. Like I'm over there robbing senior citizens.
Oh man. At least you have a good sense of humor about it, Randall. I like that.
I know. I'm cool. Hey, that's why I don't have any, you know, I have hardly any gray hair at all. My hair is dark. My hair is dark and curly, and I'm just cool as I can be, you know. But anyway, let me give you this card.
Okay.
And,
I'm ready when you are. Go ahead, Randall.
I don't like taking on my credit card anyway. It's not too good a deal, really. It was coming on my credit card, and I didn't really like that. But that's not really going to change that. He didn't call me back. You know what I'm saying?
Put him through some more training because he did put some notes in here that he was going to call you back up.
When the 11th came and he didn't call me back, he didn't call me back, compounded with the fact that it ain't been panning out too well.
It put a bad taste in your mouth. I apologize.
It could be better. It could be better. And that's the money I was spending could have been better spent somewhere else. But anyway, you ready?
It's a
Visa card. It's Visa debit card from my bank. Regions
Got
Bank.
It.
Okay.
Okay.
4355.
Yes.
3605-0222-05-0578.
Okay.
And expiration 0224.
And the code on the back?
301.
301. And it's still the 820 Village Drive for the billing address in Brooksville?
I ain't going nowhere. My house is paid for. Where am I damn going? And I think they're really start kicking it off. I think they start kicking butt on this drywall business. There's money to be had out there. There's a gold mine out there for this commercial drywall. I'm telling you, it's a gold mine out there. And people just wait for somebody like me to come along that knows what they're doing and get the job done for them and just give me all the money I need. Now all I want.
Well, the good news, Randall, is I got the green light for you on the payment, so I'm going to have the technicians update your keywords to include the commercial drywall. Like you say, that's going to be a big gold mine for you, so we'll get that going right away. And then,
let me ask you a question. I see these people here on a lot of things are possible these days, but I see these people that are doing takeoffs, and on jobs for people. You know what I'm saying? Doing bids, like drywall takeoffs, you know, drywall takeoffs and stuff like that. And I could use somebody like that because I can't look at so many things. I'm good enough that when somebody does a takeoff, you know, I can take that takeoff and I can compare it to the job and look at it and I can tell you where he's fat or, you know, too, you know what I mean? I can tell where he's at because I can shoot from the hip, you know what I'm saying? On most jobs, most jobs, I'm pretty cool, you know, they run from 10 to, 10 is a low number, you know what I'm saying, to about $20 a square foot for the floor space, you know what I'm saying? According to the details on the job, according to the elevations, how many reveals in there, you know, all this good stuff, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm a hell of a drywall man, you know what I'm saying?
I know you are.
I built the Equifax headquarters in Atlanta. Pulled that up with that. I was a contractor on that. Oh, yeah, sure. I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I did the Equifax headquarters. I did the 18, one Overton Park, 18 story, for Whiting Turner.
Yeah.
Over $2 million drywall job. Did all of the core, the whole building. 18 floors, elevator shafts, all the door frames, the hardware. I did it union, by the way. I signed a job, one job agreement with the union. They really screwed me on the doors because they threw them in.
Why
didn't
turn
it?
Yeah, I hear
you. Yeah, they threw the doors in on me. Yeah, they sure did, and the hardware. Because all I had was the frames, you know what I'm saying? And then didn't put enough money in there and screwed me. But I got it back. I burned them on the stairwells. The stairwells, the architect had 2.5 feet shaft walls around the stairwells. Never seen that before, you know? It's pretty dumb, really. They go around the air returns, up through the building chases, and they go around the elevator shafts. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call them a shaft wall.
Yeah. Oh, I said, hey, buddy,
won't you give me an addendum and, I put the 3 5/8 studs in there, 2 legs, 5/8 sheetrock in there to give you a 1 hour drywall, and then you can go on from there, and it could be cheaper. Actually, it was cheaper too, you know? And when I gave him the addendum, I figured it up, and it was cheaper. And, he looked at it, and I got the addendum. He said, I said, what do you think? He said, well, we saw it, we don't like it. We do these high development buildings all the time, and don't try to tell us what to do. We know what we're doing. So, we always, when you do a high rise, you always do 3 sides of a stairwell, you know? You
right.
do the door side, the doors going into it, and you do the 2 sides, that way it gives them room to get the treads all in and the hangers, okay?
Yeah.
So, they got all that done, and they come in there, on this build a wall around it. So we did that. And all three of the hangers stuck out of the wall about 3 inches.
Oh, good Lord.
Hey, if they listen to me, it wouldn't happen. You know, I charged them $60,000 to put in 3 columns on 2 stairwells on every floor.
Oh my goodness.
$60,000.
Wow.
I took it to them a bit, big time. But anyway, I'm highly experienced, and I could talk to you all day, but I got to go.
You're
I got
funny.
Things to do.
You are
I
so gotta, funny. Got, well, you definitely made my day, Randall. I love talking to you.
You have
so.
A good day, man. I hope it didn't teach you too much about drywall.
Yeah, I think I'm an expert now.
Okay, bye. Have a good day.
Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.